Cause Celeb by Helen Fielding. Copyright 1995 by Helen Fielding. Recorded by arrangement with Viking Penguin, a division of Penguin Putnam Incorporated. Read by Bernadette Quigley. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Cause Celeb for My Father, Michael Fielding. Chapter 1. It used to seem extraordinary to me that someone like Henry could actually exist. Extraordinary that a person could be transported into an environment so alien to his own and remain so utterly unaffected by his surroundings. It was as if he had been coated with a very strong sealant, the sort of thing they used to paint on ongoing yachts. Henry was spreading thick-cut luxury marmalade from a Fortnum & Mason's jar on a piece of Nambulin unleavened bread. Got up this morning, didn't Boris believe it. Family of eight outside my hut wanting to move their tent nearer the river. I said to the chap I thought this was a bloody refugee camp, not a holiday camp, but you go ahead, mate, by all means. Never mind the old malnutrition, you go for the view. Breakfast was taken in Safila, just after dawn. It was a quiet time, the hour before the heat became intolerable, with the silence broken only by the rooster and Henry, who was incapable of shutting up except when he was asleep. I was particularly annoyed by Henry that morning, because I suspected he had started an affair with one of our more emotionally fragile nurses, Sheehan. She was sitting next to him now, giving him a look you could have spread on a piece of toast. Sheehan was a sweet-natured girl who had joined us 2 months ago, after returning early from night shift to find her husband of 18 months in bed with a Turkish minicab driver. Her therapy was being continued via correspondence. Betty was talking about food as usual.